We are Heart FM, Cape Town's Beat.
Right, it's Cape Town's Beat at 11, touching on 12 after 8 o'clock. So the cast of thousands of producers, they sit me down and they say, well, we've got this gentleman that we'd like to invite into studio, and he's the central core of his being is peace. Anyway, and I then do a bit of reading and a bit of research, and I realize, well, actually, that's true. You know, this is not something he picked up later on in life. From the age of four, you're somebody who's not been preaching, but has been teaching the message of peace and continues to do it to this very day. Some 6 decades later, that still is what he's doing. His name is Prem Rawat. He's in studio with us. Originally from India, these days based in the US, the way I understand it. Good morning. Welcome back to Cape Town, sir.
Good morning and a great morning to all of your listeners. It's a pleasure to be here.
I don't know what I was doing at the age of four, but peace was the furthest thing from my mind, I can guarantee you. What, as a four-year-old, had you thinking about peace in the first place?
Well, peace is the essential thing for every single person. You know, when we are 4 years of age, we're a lot closer to peace than we are when we are 10, 12, 50, 60, 70. And that four-year-old experienced peace in his life, as that peace is so important for every single one of us. This is what we forget. We are driving down the street and we are more concerned about the traffic than the peace in our life. And we shouldn't be. We should be more concerned about peace. Peace affects not only our society, it affects our economies, it affects our countries, it affects us, it affects our neighborhoods, it affects our households, it affects our families, it affects everything. And peace is important to every single person on the face of this earth.
I get that, and I understand it fully, and I get that I can hear it from you and somebody your age. I don't know that even 4-year-old were to sit opposite me, that I'd accept the message with the same amount of seriousness. Well, what about you as a 4-year-old, got people even listening? Because you became a bit of a sensation at a very young age. I mean, you from your toddler years on into sort of your early teens and so on, people were taking you seriously. You were traveling and speaking. What about that little boy made people sit up and take note?
Yes, that little boy is still here talking about peace, as he was when he was 4 years old, because he understood something, that all the people were coming and listening. And when they would hear a four-year-old say the word peace, something would begin, because it was simple, it was profound, and you know what? It was real. It is real. It will be real. And it better be real to every single person on the face of this earth.
Okay, fast forward 10 years from when you first started. Fast forward 10 years, you're 14, you come to South Africa. It's in the dark days of apartheid. It's pre-1976, where we saw a massive uprising in this country. You were here in the early 70s. How did you end up here?
Well, I was invited to come. There were people who had heard about me. They had seen me in England. They had seen me in India. They said, please come. Because, again, everybody understood one thing. Peace is very relative, as it was then, in the midst of the apartheid. In the midst of the apartheid, I am telling people to come together for the purposes of peace, as I am telling people now to come together for the purposes of peace. You think, with all our technology, all our wisdom, all our understanding, is that what we are doing? We are getting further and further apart. What is the excuse for wars today? What is the war all about today? Why are countries, these are educated people, these are people who are smart, these are the people we consider to be our leaders. And what are we doing? We are fighting with each other. With each other. We're not fighting with ants, we're fighting with each other. And we're fighting with ants too, by the way. Everybody's on the enemy list. I want people to change that. I know people can change that. If somebody's going to bring peace on this earth, it's going to be us, not me, us. And that is what I have been working for all this time. The us, the peace for all of us.
How does that translate? I mean, that's the quest. The quest is for world peace. You know, ask anybody who enters a beauty pageant. They'll tell you, we want world peace. I mean, everybody knows that peace is the ultimate objective. How do we go about achieving that practically? Your message has got to translate into action. At what point, as powerful as your message is, it's got to stir people to want to take the action. Give me some examples of where you think it's worked for you over the years.
I will. Mm. And I'm going to correct you. And this is
please,
with all the respect
please,
in the world.
Go for
I'm going to correct you. It is not world peace.
Mm-hmm.
It is personal peace.
Okay.
It is every single individual has to pursue that peace. This world peace is the biggest excuse everybody makes. Oh, yeah, the world needs it. Not me. I mean, wait a minute. What is this world made out of? It is made out of us and all the other things that we bother. So, it begins with you. All the lights that you see in a city is each individual bulb that lights up, that gives the light, that makes it as bright as it is. It is peace is about each one of us on the face of this earth. And this is somebody who started at 4 years of age, and today I'm 65 and I'm still pursuing this because I know we can change, we can make a difference. I know there's a lot of people who go, no, it's never going to happen, but forget about the world peace. Go for the individual piece, and
all
there
right.
will be a difference.
Okay. Where do you think the difference has been seen, has been felt? How have we become more peaceable or more peaceful over the years?
Okay, so let me take you to the most unlikely place you could possibly imagine. Let me take you to prisons. Let me take you to these places where people have been put in, incarcerated, big metal door, clank, key locked, and that's it. You are in there for 10 years, that you are in there for 20 years. Can there be peace for them? I'm not talking about enjoyment. I'm not talking about disco. Can they have peace in their life? And the answer is yes, they can have peace. Just this morning, I was reading my mail. And somebody wrote to me from across the world. This is United States of America. This person writes, he left home because he wanted to check out somebody he felt good about, wanted to be their friend, drove down to this place. The friendship didn't work out. They're driving back to where they drove from. And because it didn't work out, they had a little bit to drink. They were driving. Their car hit another person, that person died, and now they're in prison for 20 years. What happened? Everybody can say bad luck, but who is going to say a few bad decisions? Maybe those decisions are very, very minute, but whatever those decisions we make, our bad decisions lead us into bad luck. We call it bad luck, but it's not bad luck. It's bad decisions. And you know what? Here's the hope. Our good decisions are going to take us out of that. It is our good decisions that will give us that possibility to emerge the victor in our lives. And we have no other choice but to emerge a victor in our existence. This is the opportunity.
Premra Watts in our city is a global peace ambassador. I mean, I could use many other terms and labels, but I think that one sums it up adequately. We'll find out in a couple of moments what he's doing in our town. Why is he here? All right, all fair and well. But he's coming with his message. It's quiet and it's nice and we like it. But why is he in the mother city? What's that about?
Bringing Cape Town speed to you on Heart FM.
For now, we're focusing on peace because we've got renowned global peace ambassador Prem Rawat in studio with us. He's got a foundation, that foundation squarely aimed at promoting the concept of peace. It's a man who crisscrosses the planet annually, has put in millions of miles, quite literally, over a long and illustrious career talking about peace. It's brought him to our shores. Why are you in Cape Town, sir? What's going on? Who's invited you and what do you hope to achieve?
Okay, so what do I hope to achieve? Again, I am all about peace. And this time, it is quite a challenge. And the challenge is, I'm going to be going to Cape Flats.
Okay.
To work with gangs.
Good luck.
The meanest,
good luck, sir.
Sweetest people on the face of this earth are going to be there. And I'm going to be there too. And I am actually looking forward to it because of the sweetness of humanity is going to be discussed. The sweetness of peace is going to be discussed. We're going to do something that is absolutely amazing, that is all about what this foundation does, the peace education program that these people have been doing, and how the transformation takes place in their lives. Because truly, the peace education program transforms people.
All right. Specifically, with my understanding is you're working with gang leaders. Yes. In our city, what's your message? Because you know we've had a long-standing problem with gangs and gangsterism in our city. In fact, there was a series on Netflix, "The World's Most Dangerous Prisons," and it showcased some of these very people who are behind bars and the danger that exists being side by side in a prison cell. What are you hoping will be a different outcome from all the previous interventions that have been aimed at trying to bring about peace among the gangs?
Let me take you a long ways back to the time of somebody who said something incredible, and that was, know thyself. Just that. Know thyself. That is the foundation of the peace education program. And all the gangs that there are, and all the people out there running around doing what they're doing, one thing they don't know is who they are. Their world, their universe, our universe begins with us, and we don't know who we are. When we can know who we are, everything begins to change. That's what Socrates said. Know thyself. This is the equation that is missing from all the documentaries of how can people know themselves.
All right. So, what do you do? I mean, I know some of the gang leaders. I have had dealings with some of the gangsters. I don't know that they'd want to sit down and have an academic discussion with you, or a figurative discussion. Would want to sit in a workshop and try and do a bit of self discovery. They're not wired that way. How do you think your techniques are going to be able to get them to a point where they're even prepared to listen to that question, never mind try and work out what the answer is?
Well, actually, they have been listening, and that's why I'm going. Mm-hmm. Because they have been listening, and they have already felt and seen a transformation in their lives. And this is not just in Cape Flats. This is in Brazil. This is in America. This is in England. I just received an invitation from the governor of the prison system in Leeds. And that's what he was saying, is that your peace education program has made such a difference in the prison system. Please come and address them. Because when you shine the light where the problem lies, it's not with the society. We always shine the light somewhere else. We always miss the point. And the point is, it begins with you. You know, that is the greatest news. Because maybe we can't change the world, but we can change ourselves. And if that is true, there is a hope in this world. Sitting frustrated in that traffic, you may not be able to change the traffic, but you can change yourself so that it doesn't have to be painful for you.
Okay. I mean, I suppose it's about reorientating our thinking. We'll spend a few more minutes. Prem Rawat is in studio with us. Has an interesting message, one that has found resonance around the world. And based on what he's saying, has found some appeal among gangsters. I'm looking at a lot of skeptical people who are messaging on the WhatsApp line saying, Leeds is not Cape Town, sir. We'll keep chipping away at that one.
Bringing Cape Town Speed to you on Heart FM.
Some of your thoughts, and we're talking about Peace Premier's here, working alongside gangs, and he says, listen, you know, going with the right messaging, you can get even hardened gangsters to change their mind and embrace peace. Well, quite a bit of resonance on our WhatsApp line. Somebody's saying, I agree with the visitor. Start with a person in the mirror. All right, yeah, I mean, there's that. Somebody else, I actually agree. We don't really have access to this knowledge or even to think beyond our circumstances. However, this uncle can talk me to sleep. He sounds so peaceful. You exude peace, clearly. It's always been about mindset. The question is, how do you change people's mindsets, especially when they don't want to change it, which is the bit I'm going to pick up with, I guess, in a moment. Lala on the WhatsApp line also saying, so inspiring. I worked for the late Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and he shared similar wisdom. And I suppose that's it. You know, you approach it from the correct mindset. It's maybe able to unlock elements of people that they didn't even know existed within themselves, right? I'd imagine that's probably what you do and why you would have achieved the kind of success that you have over the years.
I definitely miss Desmond Tutu a lot. We were very good friends.
Yeah.
And we talked quite a bit. And, you know, as I go to places, and there's a lot of people who are skeptics. They're like, you know, I listen to them and I hear them and it's like, you know, this isn't going to happen. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. But how about this? The guerrillas in Colombia, these are kids who were given machine gun as their first toy. And they changed because they saw a possibility to transform. There were people in Sri Lanka who changed, FARC changed, because they saw a possibility. You don't have to light fires. All you have to do is start a spark. And that spark can then ignite the fires. The bad didn't just happen overnight. The bad took time. Good will take time. It takes patience. It takes perseverance. And it takes this determination that, yes, good will be there. And there is good in each human being, however hidden it may be, the good is in each human being. And that's what I want to reach, the good in every human being. And it may not seem that way. I agree with it. I absolutely agree with it. But this is one of those things. You have an arm that hurts, you've broken a bone, but you can't see the broken bone, and it takes an x-ray to show it. What Peace Education Program is like an x-ray, to be able to reach within and to be able to explore your strengths, not your weaknesses. Right now, we are just exploring the weaknesses of the society. We have to start exploring the strengths of the society, of these gangs. When you reach out to them to make a difference, and these sparks are flying, and they are making a difference. They are making a difference.
I hear you.
Yeah, Mr. Rawat, I have. So, my question is to you is probably like, how do I find that peace? So if I'm upset with someone did something to me, I'm angry, I'm bitter about it. Whenever I see the person, those feelings come back. It could be someone at the office, it could be someone at school, it could be a family member who has done something to you, and you want to get over that. But how do I get myself to that point where I feel peaceful when I see this person? How do I get over that?
Remember one thing. You are in control. You, not the other person. They say something to you that makes you upset, understood, true, but to be upset is your choice. And it is the hardest thing to remember. It is the hardest thing to remember. But you have to know you have this potential. You have the potential in you to be however you want to be. And the way I look at it is there are things that make me upset. And I want to be upset. And so big deal, be upset. But then there are those things I don't want to be upset. I don't want to be upset with my loved ones. And I need to exercise that control that I have. There are people I want to be upset with. There are people I don't want to be upset with. Why does it have to be a blanket rule? I will never be upset with anybody. I don't want to be a vegetable. Peace is dynamic. Peace is a living thing. Peace is wonderful. Peace is exciting. It is not somebody sitting in a corner just going, nothing happens now. That's not peace. We have mistaken peace for being totally passive. No, we need to be active in our lives. We need to be excited about things, and we need to be sad about things, and we need to control what we want to control. And this is what it is about, that you, not anybody else, but you make a difference in your life. Socrates said, know thyself.
You could stop it. I'm set, man.
It's not easy. But I need to practice and exercise.
If we can fix him, we can fix the world. I promise you. Because
you said it. Practice. Yeah. What do you practice? Whatever you practice, you're going to get good at it.
Yeah.
If you practice being upset, you will get good at being upset.
Mm.
Practice at being in control of yourself. Who you are. Find out, first of all, the real you, the human you. The human you is kind. The human you wants to have clarity. The human you wants to have peace. The human you wants to be understanding. The human you wants to feel happiness. The human you wants to feel joy. The human you wants to feel peace. Make it happen. For yourself. You are in control of that.
Love it. Final thing, people wanting to know, are you doing any public talking while you're here? I mean, you're working with the gangs, we get that. But I mean, are you doing any lectures anywhere? Are you to be consumed by people?
If those come up, where people can get the information is mm-hmm. timelesstoday.com.
All right.
And also I for Joy, which is letter I
mm-hmm.
and then number 4,
yeah.
Joy for .com.
For Joy, of course, yeah.
And this is where they can get all the information of where I'm going to be, what's going to be happening,
mm-hmm.
and any place they can come, any way that they can get in touch with it. But I just want people to know, you are very fortunate that you are alive. Don't ever forget that. No matter what the circumstances, how bad the things are out there, you are fortunate. And make the most of this day today. There are 2 days you have no control over, the day you were born and the day you have to go. But for every other day in between, you're in charge.
For sure. Love it. Prem Rawat, thank you very much for your time, for your wisdom, for your message. I'm just looking at the reaction on our WhatsApp line. Please podcast this interview. Excellent topic. Loving this conversation. Morning, I love this guy. People need to stop being so negative. And I've got to include myself in that list, actually. Some of us are just wired to be pessimists permanently. You know, we're wired to be fault finders, but not always that good at finding solutions. And you pilot us to some interesting ones. And a lot of that has to do with self-discipline. self-discovery and self-awareness. So it's always good just to have that topped up every once in a while. Thank you very much for the work that you do. Best of luck for the work that you come to do in our city.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and long may that thinking of yours prosper. His name is Prem Rawat, P-R-E-M, surname R-A-W-A-T. Just pop that into Google. You'll be amazed at what comes out.
Bringing Cape Town speed to you on high.